Bring your game face. Leave your bags at home. For more information on the new NFL bag policy, check out this link below. DP Sidley with Mark Vandermeer here with Vandermeer's View. Mark, what are we looking at for today? DeAndre Hopkins is out. What do you expect from the offense?
You know, DP, this offense has to deal with a Saints defense that has 11 sacks through two preseason games, and they're playing without Hopkins. Posey's back at practice this week, but he won't play. So you have Andre Johnson, you have Ben Tate, no Arian Foster, even though he's back at practice. And I like the way LeStar Jean is playing. 8 catches to lead wide receivers. And Garrett Graham, leading receiver on the team, with 9 catches so far. I think they're still going to throw it. Gary Kubiak wants to give the passing game a good test.
Quarterbacks T.J. Yates will be second off the bench, and Matt Schaub will have more reps than he's had all preseason. What do you hope to see from both of them?
Well, Schaub needs timing with the starting receivers, what ones are available. And T.J. Yates needs a good performance, DP, because Gary Kubiak said he would probably start Case Keenum in game 4 of the preseason against the Cowboys next week. So this is a big moment for T.J. Yates.
Drew Brees and the Saints were number one in passing last year. What do you expect to see out of the defense today, Mark?
No Antonio Smith, DP, and J.J. Watt only played 2 snaps last week. I think you're going to see some limited action for some of the key starters here. Gary Kubiak said Brian Cushing, yeah, he might play more than the 10 snaps he played last week, but I think they're going to shut him down fairly early compared to your usual preseason game number 3 action. And outside linebacker, no Whitney Merciless. They have to continue to find guys who can at least be depth players at OLB. Should be a tough test.
That'll do it for Vandermeer's View. For more information on game day, check out HoustonTexans.com.